Taringa Farm has an unreserved dispersal of infoal mares and some other stock as well. And the boss there, Stuart Ramsey, joins me. Morning, Stuart.
Morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Now, this is on Sunday. Is it White Park it's going?
Yes. We're here now just bringing all the horses in this morning. So if anyone wants to come and have a look at them from now on, that's okay.
Now, inspections there, they say, what, from 1 o'clock today, but I imagine if someone rolled up early, you wouldn't knock them back?
You don't knock anything back in life, you know that, John.
I thought so. You'd welcome in, Capitan and a Sanger, and have a look at the horse.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, are you, how many are you getting? Are you putting through the ring?
We're putting 50-odd infoal mares. We're selling all our infoal mares.
Yep.
We've kept the empty ones. There's been two Irish Darling and Love Chatelet turned up empty when we pre-tested on Monday. Otherwise, they're all there for outright sale.
All right, so you got about 52 mares in foal. What sort of stallions are they in foal to?
No, oh, well, all different, big range of stallions. Sebring, as everyone knows, we put a lot of effort into our matings. And some people might say, oh, why would he go to that horse, Real Saga or something like that? But it's an excellent mating for the mare, and we've had a lot of luck producing stakes horses out of those sort of matings, you know.
So you put a lot of study into the bloodlines, the crosses, the nicks that work.
Yep.
What's been the best success you've had when you looked and thought someone's gone, why are you sending her to him, and it's turned out a crackerjack?
Well, there's all different types of nicks. That's the thing, it's hard to explain, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of experience. It's as simple as that, but they said I like inbreeding to superior females and that sort of thing. I like inbreeding to Vane. I think he's probably one of the greatest crosses. He's the best horse I've ever seen in my time. But and you just got to work on it and work out the ones that work, you know.
I love the way the term inbreeding, as an old bloke said to me once, he said, you do this and it works, it's called line breeding, you're doing a dozen and they're inbred.
Well, all I can tell you is that they're all, the thoroughbreds are inbred horse. If you want to outbreed them, don't worry about breeding too many winners.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you're putting some weanlings, some yearlings, race fillies, the whole lot through.
That's right. Yeah, we're selling a select lot of weanlings. There's some good ones. We've got a very good half-brother, Fighting Son, out of Irish Darling by Trusting. We took over Trusting and gave him some very good matings, and if anyone comes to the sale, they'll see the excellent types that he's throwing. But we've got a Doomsday Colt there that's outstanding. We've got a couple of Sebring. We've got a Delta Approach. There's a good cross-section of stallions.
All right. Now, what time is the sale on Sunday at White Park at Scone?
The sale's at 12 o'clock on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And just to, so that everyone knows, it is unreserved. The minute they walk in the ring, they're on the market. And
right.
So you bid, you buy.
Well, that's good to see, because often you bid and you get no hope of buying them.
Well, I can tell you now, it's unreserved completely. Every horse that's here will be sold under the hammer that day.
Okay. Now, how many have you still got back on the farm?
Oh, we've got some race fillies that we're racing and breaking in. That's what John's going to do. And we're spreading things a bit thin. I bought a property in Western Queensland, which keeps me busy. And the second one, we've got about 500,000 acres up there, so that takes a bit of tracking down. So that's occupied me, and John wanted to do his own thing, so we're scaling back, and we've got the empty mares there, which will be joined, and I presume we'll sell most of those in the autumn. As I said, we've got some weanling fillies we're keeping, and we'll cut back to about 20 mares, you know?
So you'll go like the boutique line almost, just something to it that's manageable and enjoyable.
That's right. That's what we're here for. We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah. Now, I just have a look here at the broodmares. Gee, you've got some decent size covering them. Sebring, Piero, Foxwedge, Reset, Testarossa, More Than Ready, All Too Hard, Piero. You got the lot. Done deal.
Well, there's some wonderful mares there that we, I'll have a tear or two in my eye when most of them go.
Yeah.
But when you have a dispersal, we decide to sell all the infoal mares. They've got to go, like Brilliant Disc, her first foal. Made $1 million and she's for sale. Trust Antonia, Group 1 winning mare, Niagara Falls. There's a lot of good bloodline mares there, which we've built up over the years and families. And as I said, it'll be a bit sad, but it's a little bit like if you're still in love with your wife and someone else takes her. you've got to move on.
All right. It's a good way of putting it, Stuart. So it's an unreserved dispersal. That quote, I think, will isolate and keep forever. It's an unreserved dispersal of infoal mares. So as you said, when they walk in the ring, they are for sale. You bid, you buy. It's at White Park Scone on Sunday. Good luck. I hope you get a terrific result.
Thanks very much, Sean. Keep up the good work while Oz is away.
Good on you, Stuart Ramsey.
Don't be worried, he won't get his job back.
Oh, no, he'll hit me on the backside of the bridle next week. Don't worry about that, Stuart. I'll be out the gate.
Good on you, Stuart.
See you, Stuart.
Thanks, mate.
Stuart Ramsey from Taranga Farm there.